Oh, wait, we're on. I still have the sound on for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm doing that purposely. I want to get a few people in the room here before I start this.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? We're about to start this, but we're waiting for a few more people to get in the room because I kind of have a joke parody song to. What are you doing?
That's on YouTube. I pull this up on YouTube.
Knock it off.
I forgot to turn the channel volume down on that part though.
All right, I think we have enough people in here now, so I'm gonna have some fun here for a few minutes, guys. This tribute to being done with COVID.
Good evening, I'm Tom Tucker. Coming up, important traffic news that can't help you because you're someplace where a TV is.
But first, get ready, Quahog, because Barry Manilow will be performing this weekend at the Quahog Performing Arts Center.
Barry Manilow.
What a joke.
So stupid.
And boring as hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should go just as a goof.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, just look at all the idiots.
All the dumbass Manilow fans.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like one good song.
Yeah, I mean, Mandy is not terrible.
Yeah, the opening's okay.
And I guess you can't hate Copacabana.
Yeah, if you're in the right mood.
Daybreak is a good song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song. And I like Weekend in New England.
Yeah, it's a good one. Looks like we made it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Right?
I love Barry Manilow.
Oh, my God, he's the best!
I have everything he's ever recorded!
Me too! In my car!
We have to go to that concert!
We are going to that concert!
Looking just the same as you did last time I touched you. And here I am, close to getting tangled up inside the thought of you. Do you love him as much as I love her? Will that love be strong when old feelings start to stir? Looks like we made it. Left each other on the way to another love. Looks like we made it. What I felt so until today, until you were there, everywhere. Taste was love the way we made it. Love so strange, playing hide and seek with hearts and always hurting. And we're the fools, standing close enough to touch those burning memories. If I hold you for the sake of all those times love made us lose our minds, could I ever let you go?
Taste of love, the way we made it.
And the test comes back positive, baby. Looks like everybody in the room loves Barry Manilow as much as us and everybody on Family Guy. Yep. Everybody, welcome to another edition of Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. I'm sorry, Bud Light. Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Make sure you check them out. MCSinc-PA.com for all your residential construction needs, additions, subtractions, renovations, closets, kitchens, custom cabinetry, everything. 10% discount on your entire order by mentioning the Green Legion. And that was a tribute, Barry Manilow song, to the end of COVID as we know it.
Yeah.
Because everything pretty much goes back to normal after Memorial Day weekend. I don't know about Jersey. Jersey still sucks, but at least here in Philadelphia, come June 11th, we will be back. I want to thank everybody for coming out to our tailgate at Xfinity Live for the Red Sox game on Sunday and the Sixers playoff game. I was a mess.
I didn't become a mess until towards the end. I was a little parched with the heat.
Well, we got your big dog fan in there. No. But let's see here. What do you got? Eric Lothar Zaleski. What's up, brother? Russ Taylor. David Harris, always in the room, my man. What's up, Keds? Captain's in the room. Let's see. Lee Gage. What is she doing in here? We love you. Keenan, you suck. I'm kidding, baby. I love you. Mike English in the room, waiting to see where Bryant is because his ass didn't show up for the tailgate. Padre O'Connor. What's happening? Let's see. Who else? Pops is in the room, too. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
doing Pops. And, of course, Super Sam Brady is in. We are done this weekend. Jersey is better than Philly. I got you, Sam. Good. Sherry Daly. What's up, sweetheart? Sherry. Yes. Sherry, just so you know, we've got events coming up, so be prepared. Get that body tight, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got about 2,000 calendars still to get rid of, so we got a lot of work to do. All right. Week 19 of the Eyed Pipe Sean McVay's fiance watch list, and I'm bringing that back in. Wow, I just lost some real volume there. Did you hear that?
No, not really.
That was weird. Week 19 on the I Would Still Pipe Sean McVay's fiance. Everybody, please rate, review, download, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Easiest thing to do, download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to all four podcasts / radio shows, Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Baseball Brunch, Get Tanked Happy Hour. See, the volume just came back again right there. That's really weird. Get Tanked Happy Hour, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports. The boys are on after us tonight. So 8 o'clock, make sure you listen to them. Green Legion Radio brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, premium distilled vodka and bourbon right here in Fishtown, MCS Construction Services, The Neck Sip, Neck, N-E-C-K, Neck Sip, hands-free, COVID, accepted, drinking, drink and text at the same time, all the Cabanos restaurants, Riverdeck, Head House, Rittenhouse, and University City. The beautiful ladies at Delilah's making their way through med and law school. All City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, East Market, Northern Liberties, and Fishtown. And, of course, if you're not in the city, make sure you're staying healthy at Echelon Health and Fitness and our good friend Quinn, Dave, and Susie across the bridge. Bucks County Baseball Company, got an appearance coming up there with Greg Murphy real soon. And the King of Prussia Diner, my man Horace and Johnny Z, getting things kicked off over there. Tank.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in Hollis history, and what happened this week in sports history?
Well, today is May the 25th, 2021. It's the 145th day of the year. There's 220 of these puppies remaining. We're going to, with the events today, I picked the theme. It's called releases. So we're going to start.
I had one this morning. It was great.
Was it self-controlled?
to an extent.
We're going to start in 1962 when the Isley Brothers released the song Twist and Shout from the movie Ferris Bueller.
We're not playing it.
We're not playing it. In 1979, the movie Aliens was released. The very first Aliens. I threw up all over the place. Fuck, I was a kid.
Scary movie, man.
Yes, it was. In 1983, one of your favorite movies, Return of the Jedi, was released.
You know what it was originally called?
What was it?
Revenge of the Jedi.
Oh, so what made it come to Return of the Jedi?
George Lucas felt as though a Jedi did not
seek revenge.
Seek revenge.
Oh, okay.
So they renamed it. Actually, Barry White from Storage Wars came across a jacket that was an original movie jacket for that film.
Correct.
That said Revenge of the Jedi, and the damn thing was worth like $6,000 because they tried to pull all of them out of stock.
Right.
So nobody could see it.
Right. So then we go straight to some birthdays here really quick. 1939, Ian McKellen. Who's that?
Ian McKellen is Magneto, baby.
Yes.
It's Gandalf.
Yes.
He has had some of the best characters any old man could ask for.
Yes, he
lucky
has.
Son of a bitch.
And also, he was in, the Da Vinci Code. Remember he was?
Oh, yeah.
He was the teacher. Remember?
Yeah, the teacher.
Yes. 1963, your friend and mine, Mike Myers.
Oh, wait a second. I forgot to have that ready. Hold on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Now, normally we're on our Mondays. Yesterday's birthdays was 1944, Patti LaBelle, 1965, John C. Reilly, Step Brothers, and part of Shake and Bake, and in 1967, Heavy D.
And we will have some Heavy D on in a little bit.
We have some Heavy D. And today's story is about being trade rumors about you when it's minicamp time.
This is going to be a fun show, you guys.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, my last year here, there were trade rumors going around about me because I was unhappy because of the way they were jacking me around about my contract and the playing time. And so the trade rumors were out there, but they hadn't traded me yet. So I end up coming to one of the mini camp that was mandatory. So they asked me the question, why are you coming to this mini camp? I was like, well, they can fine you $16,000 per day. I'm in the business of making money, not losing money.
Right.
So I will show up to do this.
Who asked you that?
One of the reporters.
Oh.
It's like, I was like,
you make $16,000 a year.
Well, the funny part was like, they can fine you $16,000
right,
a day
right.
for each mini camp you miss. Not only that, the meetings and all the other stuff in between that you miss, there's also fines on top of that. So it's like, if you're trying to get more money, that's not the way to do it.
Also, you know, any team that's a potential candidate for you during free agency isn't going to want to see that crap either.
Oh yeah, they don't want to see that you're a disturbance on the team,
right?
That you're causing a problem. They didn't tell me to stay away, so I came and I did minimal things. But it was just like it was a headache, really, because they can't. It's like they're acting like they want you here. They're going around with all that fake stuff and all those fake smiles and stuff. So it's one of those things where you're looking at everybody that you really don't like in the organization.
Sorry, just before this gets off the board, Mike English, revenge a Jedi does not seek. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty good, Yoda?
Pretty good. But that's what, because I know we're going to talk about some trades and some trade rumors. And that proverbial elephant in the room, who do you think the elephant
Julio is? Jones.
No, it should be somebody else.
Who?
We're still holding on to him like a bag of...
Oh,
like,
Zach Ertz?
Yeah. Why are we holding on to him?
Well, I can tell you that right now. And this is the Eagles have some serious bargaining power with Zach Ertz right now. And you know, let's get into it.
All right.
We're going to talk about Julio Jones. We're going to talk about Willie Henry for about three seconds because that's about all the statistics that we can provide for him.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Sixers. We're going to talk about a great article that Kyle Newbeck from Philly Voice wrote about an interview he had with Doc. And we're going to talk movies again, everybody. There's an updated list of movies coming out this year, 2021, and one major disappointment, which is going to suck. But I think Zach Ertz, I think the Eagles are in the driver's seat with this guy, even if he stays.
Right.
Fact of the matter is Zach has 5 more years in him.
Right.
And if he does one of two things, either he puts up or shuts up because you're in a contract year. Right. Hey, Zach,
exactly.
You know, guess what, dude? You don't come to camp ready. You don't play full tilt. During the game, you take off plays, you don't block, you don't do the shit that you're notorious for when you're being a pain in the ass. Guess what? You're not going to make dick next
year. You're going to be a one-year mercenary.
Yeah, that's it.
You're going to be a one-year proving contract.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything.
Right.
All right? So do that or wait for somebody that actually thinks this guy isn't a complete diva. I honestly think if you don't get a second round pick for him,
right,
it's not worth the trade.
Well, yeah, you know what? The thing is, I think we're overvaluing him currently because of his last year. You got to, this is a what have you done for me lately league. And when you put that, out there like that, what is it going to take to get you back on top? Or have you lost it? So am I going to give you a second round pick for that? Or am I going to give you a third round pick, second round
that,
pick?
That is going to be based on how well he sells this scenario.
Right.
Carson was out of his mind. Zach was hurt. All right. It's a 1 year blunder. It wasn't a sophomore slump. It was a bad year. It was a bad year from a number of different angles. So in the same sentence, you haven't heard anything negative come out of the Zach Ertz camp.
Right.
So he's shutting up. And at the very least, that's what he should be doing.
Yeah. And I think
he's preparing to come to camp right now and play.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be extremely effective this year if our quarterback is, because it's a contract year.
Correct. And then it's like last year, I didn't think he was effective at all. He was missing passes and alligator arm and stuff. I think he was worried about too much.
It's useful as an ashtray on a motorcycle.
Pretty much. Ashtray on a motorcycle. That was a good one.
Thank you, Mike English. I appreciate that, baby. David Harris would like to say Andy Reid sucks balls for trading you, Tank. Red is a jackass.
Thank you,
David Harris. Most impactful statement you have ever made on the on the board here, my friend.
But when you look at the I think they're kind of waiting too long too.
Houston,
hi, what's up? Hey, what's up? But when you think about the way things are going, I think they're kind of holding on too long to him because, you kind of want him there, but then you have the other players that you've got. You can't, because this is what's going to happen. You can't have somebody go through entire training camp and then all of a sudden just kind of bring him in.
Well, let me ask you this question, because this is something that you'll have more cardinal knowledge of and be extremely just renowned for having this information. Would you say that more times out of none, a team would rather mend a broken relationship with a great player as opposed to just pushing him out of town?
Sometimes they would just let you walk.
Sometimes.
But it's
better to mend the relationship.
Sometimes it's okay.
It's better for the team. It's better for the player.
Well, what they try to do is on your way out, they try to say no hard feelings. It's just business.
Okay. Well,
and so it's like you haven't burned a bridge, but you're pissed.
Now think about this for a hot second.
Okay.
All right. I would bet the reason the Eagles are holding on to Zach or overvaluing him and saying, you know what, if somebody wants to give us a ridiculous offer, all right, see you, bro. But fact is, as of right now, the most accomplished receiver on this offense is Zach Ertz. And the last thing you want to do is you're trying to groom a rookie quarterback, and Jalen Hurts is still going to be considered a rookie quarterback until he gets 16 games in him.
To his third game, actually.
I don't know. If the tumor is too large, then you got to get rid of it.
Yeah. But I don't think the tumor is too large, mainly because it's a whole new coaching staff. This coaching staff hasn't done anything to him. So was it
Howie that did something to him? And there's my damn volume.
It may be Howie that's done something to him. And that's the true question right there. Is Howie's done something to him. So then there is no coming. If Howie's done something to him, there is no coming back. And something tells me that's what's going on, because they offered him a certain contract, but then they tried to come back with a little bit more money, but they offered him less guaranteed money than the previous year. So it was like
whether or not he was worth it,
whether or not he's worth it or not, you don't do that to anybody. That's like a slap in the face.
I hear you. I hear you.
Because everybody already know you're notorious for getting rid of people after the first few years of their contract if they're not living up to what you want doing what you want.
Zach has been born bred here.
Yeah.
You know, he got paid a very good amount of money for not doing a whole lot first 3 years of that contract.
Exactly.
And then, so
but then when he got the contract, He showed you why he got the contract.
No, no. During that contract, first 2 years, yeah. He didn't do shit. He did not outperform that. He did not outkick his coverage. Mm-hmm. All right, but that's okay. Yeah. You know what? At this point, if you step back and in the beginning, you know, a couple months ago when we were down in Costa Rica right. and moaning and bitching about this, I was saying, "Yo, get out, dude.
Yeah,
get out." But I also thought we would get more than we actually got for him.
Yeah, but when you look at it, the last year's season. And that's what I'm telling you. Last year's season is what's really holding everybody back from pulling the trigger. Because if it was anybody else, they would have pulled the trigger a long time ago. If it was anybody else who had a good season last year, if you had a good season last year, that means you're still good. So it's like the way he went last year, he still might be down in the dumps about this season. But nobody's going to overpay for him unless a star tight end goes down. If somebody
and that may be the case, you know, it could be Minnesota and Sam Bradford, Sammy Sleeves. But at this point, I think for the betterment of the club,
right.
for the betterment of your rookie quarterback, which right now, okay, there's only two people on the planet that want Jalen Hurts to succeed more than the Philly fan base, and that's Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie.
Oh yeah, big time.
So. In all fairness, what helps your young quarterback this year? It's not getting rid of Zach Ertz.
Yeah, somebody.
It's getting him involved. It's getting him back on the program. Yeah. It's getting him back on the field, and it's getting him catching every goddamn pass that Jalen Hurts throws at him.
Yeah, and if he can do that, that'll be cool. But I don't know if Zach's heart's in it though. He's got to want to be here, And when you're going through something like this as a player, you you're not ready to run through that wall like you used to.
Patrick, I agree with you, man. Bring back Ertz at this point. You know what? If there was value to be had, he'd be gone right now. The only other value that exists right now is what Tank just said. If there is a team that looks like it's poised right now to get to the Super Bowl and their tight end goes down with an injury, a season-ending injury, or you know something that looks like it could be nagging for a while, then, all right, Zach's there. And guess what? You know, hey, and he's performed in the Super Bowl, so he's going to be vital if that takes place. But right now, starting the season, I think Zach starts in Midnight Green. Jason, I don't think Hurts has a whole lot of weapons right now. We want to say Devontae Davis Smith will be effective, but we don't know. Jury's still out on Jalen Reagor. Yeah. The most reliable receiver right now is Greg Ward.
And Dallas got it.
And Dallas hasn't really stayed healthy.
Yeah, he hadn't recently, but I think he had a good rapport with the guys that he had around him. And I think just his leader.
Dallas is just a fun corn fed mule, dude.
Yeah. And then the weird thing is, when you watch Jalen Hurts when he works, it's just like it seemed like he just had a rapport with the young guys that Carson didn't, and it was rough to see, and I didn't the things that I know now about the situation, it just made me lose respect for somebody because you didn't want to stay and compete.
Yeah,
that's one thing. That's like this isn't college, this is a job.
Right.
It's like when you come to a job, you come to a job to compete. You compete to win.
Yeah.
And I know it's an old cliche type thing, but if you don't have that competitive edge or those competitive juices, it's like.
Real quick before we go to break. Patrick O'Connor wants to know how you feel about Grimes.
About Grimes, Which one is Grimes?
That's why I asked you.
Let me see. Hold on. Hold on, Patrick. Let me look at my notes. I know you saw, but I think it's a DN. It may be a DN. We just got some. Hold on. Because I think we, hold on. Where is my? I'm looking through my notes now.
It's Trevon Grimes. He's a receiver out of University of Florida that dusted. Dusted Patrick Surtain.
Him.
He's an undrafted free agent. We talked about him last week.
I like him. He's 6'4", 220.
He's a big boy. He has a legitimate shot to make the roster and to be on the field catching passes.
Yeah, and that's the funny part about some of the guys that we got. Like, had they actually not opted out last year, some of them might have been drafted if they came back and did the same things they did in the previous year. But Trevon Grimes, Awesome.
Yeah. Trayvon.
Trayvon.
Yeah. We'll see. We did a show on those guys 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Last week? I forget.
It was two weeks ago.
But let's do this, you guys. We're going to take a quick break here on Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, MCSinc-PA.com for all your residential contractor needs. We got a great lineup of songs. They're all 3-minute songs today, you guys. We're going to take about 3 or 4 breaks over the next hour and get the hell out of here and go to Delilah's if anybody wants to join us. We'll be back on Get Tanked Happy Hour right after this.
Shaking and moving, trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and making a donkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Girl, he's sipping, sipping. Walk up in the club with a limping, limping. Now listen, what you gonna do with this pimping? What you gonna do with this pimping? Girl, I'ma call ya later on the night or tomorrow. Now follow, what you gonna do with this baller? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when I bend the block? Pull up on that ass in the brand new truck. Speakers on blast with tremendous knock. TVs in the dash, rims just won't stop. You need to be down with a pimp like me. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar, you see. I'ma leave you with my number, you should holler at me. Cause I'm a baller, can't nobody hustle harder than me. Ooh.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving, trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and making a donkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey.
Ooh, your ass is right. I ain't trying to let that pass me tonight. I'ma put my beard in and tell you something slick. Whisper in your ear while I'm holding my dick. I don't mean no harm, it's a hood in me. Sipping on that Richard Hennessy. Psychedelic colors in my jewelry. Suckers hella jealous cause you're digging me. Now what you gonna do, mama? I'm trying to dip later on, me and you, mama. I like the way that you groove and you move, mama. You know the women love me, I'm the 40-water. Pumping my peas cause I'm laced with gang. Nothing but the yay flowing through my vein. She wear a Miss 60 gang fitting the Gucci. Cause her ass big enough to sit a cup on her booty.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving, trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking a donkey, trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey.
Yeah, I see you looking, looking, but my ass in these jeans got you shooken, shooken. I don't think you know what to do with this pussy. What you gon' do with this pussy? Yeah, I know you want this, want this. Try to take me through the club for this good shit, good shit. But I don't think you can handle this pussy. What you gon' do with this?
You looking like you got that good gushy gushy. Fuck around with me, I beat the brakes off that pussy. Hey, your ass coming like a porno style movie. Tell your friends and I bet they all wanna do me. Hoes know me, I'm EFO-O. They recognize Pippin when I stepped in the door. Higher than a satellite full of that drug. Holler at a player when you're ready to go.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving, trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking the donkey, trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey.
Forgot about that.
You had to turn the mics on.
Oops. First technical difficulty, everybody. Get Tanked Happy Hour, Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, MCSinc-PA.com. Everybody, if you have any residential construction needs, make sure you reach out to them. They're going to treat you well. They're also going to give you a 10% discount if you mention the Green Legion. So we got elephants in the room. We're going to close the book on Zach Ertz for right now.
Yeah. And now, one of the people that hit me up about Trevon Grimes. I pulled out his stuff. I pulled out his stats and stuff. He's 6'4", 220 pounds.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he ran a 4.5 And he had a grade of 5.56, which means that he's a borderline starter. He will be a good substitute and possibly be a starter one day if he develops properly. So basically, he's not one of those projects.
He's an Ortega Whiteside.
No.
I hate to say it.
I don't think so. He's way faster. He's a little faster than Ortega.
Well, I think he's got a little bit more balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he goes up and takes the ball more and kind of pushes the guy around.
Well, what you have to look at here is
Florida.
First of all, he started in Ohio State his freshman year. Okay. And basically, his last year, which, was 2020.
Right.
He had 589 yards in 11 games, 15.5 yard per reception average, and 9 touchdowns.
Right.
And this is for an SEC team.
Correct.
There's a play somewhere where I see him. I saw him just
dismantling, yeah.
Patrick Surtain, the second.
Yes.
Isn't that supposed to be junior? Patrick Surtain.
The third.
No, it goes Patrick Surtain. No,
Patrick Surtain is a junior.
Patrick Surtain, senior. Patrick Surtain, junior. Patrick Surtain, the third.
Yes, Patrick Surtain. This Patrick Surtain.
So he's junior.
Yes. So
just don't want to be called junior. You want to be known as Deuce. What I do every day when I sit on the fucking toilet, you knucklehead.
That's what Thurston Howell the third.
So, yeah. David Harris, so Green Legion, you tell me that there's a great chance we won't see JJ in the midnight green this season at all. I don't even think he makes it to camp.
Yeah, I highly doubt he makes it to camp. I think they got way too much competition, and they continually, especially when the new coaching staff comes in, they continually add competition.
And at the wide receiver, the players you brought in last year, Hightower
what's Quez's last name? I forget. He's a beast. He had that sweet.
And the kid out of ODU.
Number 13, Fulgham.
Travis
Fulgham.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'll get back to names after. I'm still trying to remember my own name. Hey. I'm getting this massive, really weird feed.
Wait, in and out on my headset.
It's like a power surge.
Okay.
And it's really starting to bother the shit out of me. Anyway, so let's get to the other elephant in the room here. And then we're going to talk about Willie Henry.
Okay.
We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this one because Julio Jones.
How about them Cowboys?
All right. First of all, if Julio Jones makes it to the Cowboys,
you didn't hear what he said, though, did you?
I didn't listen to the interview on the phone with Shannon.
He said, no, I want to go somewhere where I win. As you know, they don't win down there.
But he had a Cowboys jersey on.
Nobody cares about that.
All right.
Sometimes you wear things for style. I don't wear Cowboys. I don't wear Cowboy stuff for style.
Sorry. That's the one thing you wear if you want to put your crosshairs in a goddamn scope on a .322 rifle.
Especially with me.
Yeah. Well, you. No way. So I think it's hysterical. Every single time a veteran free agent with any skill becomes available, the Philadelphia Eagles are automatically on that list of the rumor mill. All right. There's no fucking way Julio Jones is coming here. Zero possibility. So whoever is the bean counter at wherever they are, all right, stop putting us on the list every time. Because all it does is give shitty stations like WIP more fuel for awful callers and bad content. All right, we're not spending any more time on it.
Yeah.
Julio Jones is out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he won't be in Philadelphia, and he won't be in Dallas.
Nope. He already said
that's all you need to fucking know.
He already said he didn't want to be in Dallas. It was the interview was kind of funny because they called him on his cell phone and he answered it. Somebody was asking, was Shannon Sharp wrong for putting him on live like that and on live and on blast?
No. Hold on. Yo. If you want, here you go. All right.
Who are you going to call?
Oh, no. I'm not calling anybody. All right. You guys want to know? Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how awful the Atlanta Falcons organization is.
Okay.
Bad ownership, bad executives, bad management, bad training, bad employees, bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
If there was only a fly on the wall. All right, Atlanta was trying to work with me on tickets.
Right.
I wanted lower level. Hollis and I experienced upper level tickets 2 years ago. Same time of year.
Oh,
it's
God.
Hotter than the underside of your ball sack.
And they didn't have the fucking AC on.
And they didn't have the, well, they did, but you had the opening of the fucking dome. They didn't close that goddamn thing. And anybody getting upper level tickets through the Falcons is screwing you. So any other trip organization that runs, if it says upper level, they're getting the top of the fucking world. You can't see the Jumbotron, so you can't see replays. You can't see any anything to talk and relive the moment. You can't see any replays. It's stuck up in this stupid cylinder, and it's hot as balls. So anybody that's going to the game with us, we won't all be sitting together, but I'm getting you lower level tickets. I'm not going to have that sweaty experience again. Atlanta already sucks to begin with. No disrespect for all of our Atlanta-Delphia fans down there. I love you, Paul.
Yep.
I love you, Ryan, and his wife.
Huh? The bar you went to?
Rocky Mountain Pizza.
Rocky Mountain Pizza, baby.
So they kept fucking with me, and they told me, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to buy 100 tickets, and if I don't sell, you know, I'll just sell them get rid of them on the secondary market.
Right.
You know, at cost. Not trying to make any money, just at cost. They said, no, you can't do that. I'm like, you guys are hamstringing me after a COVID year, expecting me to be able to do this. After I've been a customer here since 2005, I went through three execs, and I finally sent this. Danette, honestly, your organization doesn't deserve the business. Since 2005, I haven't dealt with all your protocols and restrictions, and they were worth it because of the block sizes. However, in 2019, your rep, Jeffrey Deegan, yeah, you're on call, Dick, lied to me about a number of things regarding your new stadium. We had not been there since 2015 when you were still playing in that dump called the Georgia Dome. I had specifically requested tickets that were not at the very top of the stadium, and he told me that is what I purchased. They were at the very top. In addition to that, your newly built stadium in those top rows doesn't even allow you to see the Jumbotrons. No video, no replays, no questionable plays that you can debate for hours. Just a structure located about halfway down, cutting off any views you have. And the best part, you left the roof open. It was 92 degrees outside and about 85 degrees up there. It has nothing to do with the sun. They were going to give me tickets that weren't on the sunny side.
Oh, God.
It has nothing to do with the sun. But as usual, your organization doesn't listen. You don't really give a single shit about anyone in the group department, from what I gather. Otherwise, you wouldn't train your employees to lie about the conditions of the seats you sell. This is the reason I said the only way I would do business with you guys this year is if I was able to purchase in the lower level. You know, because the experience should still be the same for those in the upper as well as the lower, with the exception of the view. People in the upper shouldn't have to sweat to death while 20 rows down it's 15 degrees cooler. People in the upper shouldn't have to see replays, or should be able to see replays and relive moments of the game like those 15 rows lower. You know, like a real stadium. And like real ownership to consider and have considered their clients' experience. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking to make sure the secondary market isn't flooded by what looks like a mass exodus of Atlanta Falcons fans, maybe you should make the restrictions of the resale of tickets on the secondary market consistent across the board, i.e., don't sell to brokers and restrict season ticket holders. LOL, I have zero concerns about getting what I need from an organization other than yours. There are so many tickets on the secondary market right now, including the guy that has a block of 20 up there. I'm sure he's not a season ticket holder. Bad ownership, bad executive staff, bad managers, bad training, bad employees, bad team equals bad experience. I have worked with every single team in the NFL with the exception of the Colts, and for no reason other than scheduling conflicts over the 19 years that I've been doing this. Not once have I ever sent an email like this. I honestly hope it stings. However, I doubt it because, again, I don't think any of you really give a shit, except for Amber. And I honestly hope you give her the tools to succeed, because she deserves better than what it appears you're giving her now. She's the only one in 16 years I've been working with in your organization that actually does seem to give a shit. Good luck this season.
Good luck this season, huh?
I fucking hate the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, we were high enough so I could have changed a couple of light bulbs up there.
Sorry. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So Atlanta Falcons suck.
Yeah.
Bad town. The stadium isn't badass. The stadium's only badass if you're in the lower level.
Who said the stadium was badass?
Houston. I'm happy David Harris gave a WIP sucks again.
She's probably speaking because she's from New Orleans, and they always go down there for the Who Dat Nation to beat the crap out of the Falcons.
I still think Superdome is the best stadium in the NFL.
It was awesome to play in too.
Yeah.
I can see the cheerleaders right now.
Anyway, Julio Jones will not be here. Willie Henry hasn't played in 2 years, you guys. So if you think this defensive tackle was a great pickup for the Baltimore Ravens, you would be wrong. He played three games in 2018.
Did he get hurt?
Had one sack, and he played in 14 games in 2017 and had 3.5 sacks.
Yeah, I think they're trying to kind of hoping that he regained some form. I think one of the guys coached him before.
He was obviously injured.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
So let's do this real quick. We're not going to take a break. Yeah, we are. No, we're not. All right. Sixers.
Yeah.
1-0, baby.
Yeah.
1-0. That's all we need to know now. That's the record we're concerned about against the Washington. What are they now?
The Wizards.
The Wizards?
Yeah. The Wizards?
I keep wanting to say Bullets.
Dude. I know. I still have one of the Bullet jerseys with a cell.
So in an article on from Philly Voice written by Kyle Newbeck. Sorry, I could actually get that out.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Rivers on Ben Simmons, and where we all want to see a little bit more of a balanced attack when it comes to shooting and distributing. In watching that game on Sunday, man, I thought Ben Simmons was a fucking stud. You know, still didn't shoot that much, but Jesus, he was all over the place. And this is what Doc Rivers had to say about Ben Simmons. I thought he was special tonight, even though it was an afternoon game, Doc. Don't worry about it, baby. He created so many points for us tonight, off the glass to three, off transition to three, creating switches that they didn't want to have. I mean, he is just a treasure. He's something that you don't see a lot in this league. And he has such a skill set that is so different. There's a lot of people that can't make one of them. All I see is greatness in him, and I just want him to keep doing what he's doing. So I respect Doc Rivers in a lot of ways. And you know what? If Embiid wants the ball, fine. Yeah. If Curry wants the ball, fine. George Hill looked fantastic.
Yeah. You know who surprised the crap out of me? Tobias Harris.
Well, it's time for him to step up.
He was what I've been looking for since they signed him to that max deal. Yeah. That's what I've been looking for from him. He was calling for the ball. He was attacking. And if they continue to play like this, man, the sky's the limit. But I just want to – it's man, they were attacking. And I just loved seeing him point-blank attack because he had been so bitchy up to this point. Sorry for the language, but he had been so bitch-made up to this point. It was like he wouldn't take advantage of the smaller guys on him. He took advantage of the smaller guys. Called for the ball when he had the switch. And he took advantage of it, and he was knocking them down. So I love what he did. Hopefully he can continue doing that.
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow at 7 o'clock when they play again. Another game here hosted at the Wells Fargo Center. 11,000 fans. I believe next week they're going to full capacity. Rumor has it that Aramark has been told to be prepared to go to full capacity next week.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe finally something's going wrong. Dun, dun, dun. Looks like we made it. For I thought so till today. Anyway.
I would never take for you, Barry.
Yeah. I love Barry Manilow. Oh, my God. So do I.
Oh, Quagmire.
Phillies.
Yeah.
Phillies coming back. We're going to talk about Phillies Bryce
Harper
goes on the injured list today.
Yeah, he should have been on there. His shoulder's been killing him. You can see it, and I know he's trying to fight through that. But we could
give him a break.
Yeah,
stay at 500. Stay close to 500. Get these guys healthy.
Yeah.
And make a fucking run.
Didi's elbow still looks.
Well, he's got an issue with that. He's got a degenerative issue with that, and it keeps swelling.
Yeah.
You know, so. You're missing your three most important offensive pieces next to Reese Hoskins, which is so streaky.
Yeah, but he's been
so you know I can't no he's good player.
Yeah.
I can't really fault the Phillies here, and I think a lot of people want to fault Joe Girardi on this, and I don't think you can.
You can't.
Yeah, Didi's the most important part in this entire equation.
Yeah.
All right, because you have to pitch to JT when Didi's batting behind him. Fact.
Right.
All right. Fact.
Right.
So it's. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. Let's take a quick break. A little tribute song to birthday boy, God rest his soul.
Yes.
Heavy D here on Get Tank, Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this.
Hit the jackpot, rev me up, my little buttercup. We can tuck sheets, snuggle up, get stuck. Believe it or not, here comes a brother with glow. A snuggling, bubbling, overweight, loving, hugging pro. So what's it gonna be? Me or the TV? Let me take time to set your mind and your body free. So why don't you just stretch for a sec. Lay while the problem, so I can cop a quick rep. Shake me, baby, bake me. No need to fake, here I am, come on and take me. Wind your body, baby, move your body. I see your slip sliding, come on and do it, hottie. I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about the thing that I found. It's heavy in the middle. Moving like a movie, she wanted to groove, so I grooved her. Then she wanted to learn, so we played school, and I schooled her. But not like this. We can toss and turn, rumble, tumble, and twist. Anything you want, I give it. Fantasies will live it, so lay down and relax. Love my lady love my baby girl. Spread your wings so we can fly around the world. Harmony, charming me, your fingertips are calming me. When you drop the kiss of Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I'll bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as the best. We can lay down at the lover, put your head on my chest. Good loving, kiss you where you're hot, do what I got to keep you bubbling. Do me right, my lonesome dove, dove. Tell your man one time, what is this thing called love? I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky dory about the thing I found.
Burns was dedicated, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, the whole New York City. I said I love you to death, but you don't stop, and you don't quit. You gotta keep on until the do it like this. You don't stop, and you don't quit. You gotta keep on and on and on and on.
Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Phillies can't seem to get that Marlins monkey off their back.
God damn it, man. And it's it was right after we broke a losing streak, a four-game losing streak. And I'm thinking we go down there, you know, things were looking not that bad at first, and then it all went in the shitter.
Eflin, you know, it. Look, it's baseball, and right. These kind of slumps are expected.
This is the thing with this one.
Hold on. These kind of slumps are expected. Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to have your highs and lows. The fact that the Phillies are only, what, two games under 500 right now? Two or three. And they still don't have a fifth pitcher.
Right.
And the meat of your lineup, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, and Didi Gregorius are all injured.
Yeah, everybody's injured. Yeah.
And Bryce came back and he was trying to play, but after, you know, getting hit the shoulder, getting hit in the face, happened there.
Yeah,
there's going to be a bit of a psyche there. Ask Rhys Hoskins. That's why he has a different batting helmet these days. Alec Bohm has regressed,
right?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's the other thing is, what did you think about the? And we've had some defensive errors too. Fundamental defensive
errors. And I believe that he really started to lose a little bit of confidence after that throwing error to Segura. And Segura, first of all, Segura, get up off your fucking ass. You're kind of a bitch, dude.
Yeah, it's a big time.
And this goes back to something that I mentioned and talked about with Greg Murphy and Chris Sack on Baseball Brunch. You can bring talent into this city, but you have to bring the right talent into the city, because it takes a certain mental acuity to actually deal with the fact that Philadelphia, the city itself, its heartbeat is its sports.
And to help you out there, it's kind of about that. The people here hold you accountable for your bullshit, point blank. And if you're a bullshit player, like what I've seen with Segura, he has too much talent to be bullshitting the way he's doing. Point blank, he needs to take the bull by the horns and be the leader at this point. He's like one of those guys where right now everybody else is down. You kind of like the best player right now on the roster.
And you gotta remember, Gen X, boomers. Now the boomers are starting to die off a little bit here, but you still have the boomers and Gen X, and you know, two of the biggest population spurts in the country next to millennials over the last 50 years. And we have no time for your millennial bullshit, your Gen Z bullshit. We don't. I'm sorry. And I get that everything evolves, everything changes. And
David Harris.
Look, hey, you're getting paid millions of dollars to be out there playing a game, and you're supposed to have fun. But the second, okay, let me make this really, really fucking clear to professional athletes. The second you throw on a Nike logo or an Adidas logo or a Puma logo or any type of logo, Gatorade, all right, and you get paid for that, all right, now you're at work. It's not a game. Mm-hmm. It's not a game. It's a game for us. All right, but it shouldn't be a game for you.
Right.
You need to excel. And at the very least, and you and I have talked about this on numerous occasions, if you're fucking up, at least show some emotion.
I know.
And these guys just.
To what you're saying, you have to remember the way you get paid and the way you keep your job, the way that you're not bitching because they brought somebody in at your position, is do your job. If you're not doing your job, what are we talking about? We're talking about bringing somebody in at your position to do better all the time, sir. Go.
Now, in that same sentence, we get it. The ball doesn't always bounce the right way. All right. And you guys are much better served doing this than I am. All right. I can't say than we, because you are a professional athlete. You were the best at your position for a very long time.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
But it's just, I'm not so worried. All right. The little mistakes come when that leadership isn't on the field.
Right.
And I believe, as much as we want to give shit to Segura for, you know, sitting on your fucking ass and then putting your hand up.
Yeah.
What are you trying to grab his dick while he was jumping over you? You know, hey man, that you do.
Was that a reach around?
No, that was a mute button. That was a Quimby mute button. But I want to be upset by this recent play, but I can't be. I can't be, because even though Bryce was playing, he wasn't 100%. Kingery is still figuring shit out. Adam Haseley, dude, get your head out of your ass and get back on the fucking field.
Yeah. You know, but you know,
right. JT, you can't. You can't fuck with your $120 million, $15 million.
You know the play that I'm pissed at? And it was a play during the victory. So it was a ball popped up. We could have been out of the game. And Knapp ran from behind the plate. And so Brom is running over to the ball.
Right.
And he's calling for it. And they both almost run into each other and they missed the pop fly. What the fuck? What the hell is going on there?
And somebody like JT
right.
is going to scream.
I got it.
I've done this before, especially during intramural softball, when you're playing with people that, you know, have nothing more than recreational talent. And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing
but
wrong
if you're
with
trying
that.
To win a game, I'd be like, you know, pop up comes. And if I'm playing the hot corner and I got a shortstop there as well, I was always a third baseman. I'm a gobbler when it comes to the hot corner. Nothing gets past me.
Well, yeah, so you would have that ball.
But I'm also going to at some point in time say, if we're both calling it, get the fuck away. I got this. And I'm going to scream it at the top of my lungs to where it's not, I got it. Fuck that. Get away. I got this. Somebody has to step up and be that alpha on a field with eight other alphas. Yeah. But there's the big dog.
Well, communication is the key.
There's a big dog somewhere in there.
And everybody, Lance Moore just hit me on Instagram like the other day. And I used to do this thing. I would call the huddle. And instead of calling huddle like a chump, like Bill Johnson said, you sound like a chump saying huddle. I would call house, build me one. But the way I said it with authority. I couldn't say it on the mic because it'll blow your eardrums out. But I would love
to hear that. Hold on.
House, build me one.
Nice.
Now, see, everybody who knows me.
I don't know if you heard the dog upstairs just start barking, everybody.
Now, see, everybody on every team, that they knew that was what I did. That's what I did to command the huddle. When you command the huddle, you get the call from the sideline, so you make sure everybody get it. After the linebacker says it twice, I repeat it to my defensive line and say, do you know what the fuck to do? Because this is a game. If one guy messes up, we all fucked up.
There's so much more communication on the field that most people have no clue about.
Yeah.
And what needs to take place for everything to work.
Yeah. And that's what they'll tell you. It's like they used to call me a big coach because specifically I knew every position because I didn't want to know. I wanted to win. I want to win. And I got somebody, an athletic motherfucker next to me. That's a little nuts. All the screws are not there. It's the engine's going, but nobody's at the control. So I need to tell him where to go and to let me know if you're going to come inside so that we don't get yelled at in meetings. Oh,
intro, baby.
Yeah.
You make all things all right. Oh, baby, if you let me come inside. You know that song, right? And it's spelled C-O-M-E, everybody. Yes. C-O-M-E. All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. We're 59 minutes. We're going to be done here at an hour and 15.
Okay.
Phillies need their players back. They need their horses back, and it's not going to be the same team. You could sit there and you can mix and match and try to do whatever you can.
Right.
But fact is.
And you can hope to get some lightning in the bottle from some of the other
players. You hope Spencer Howard's going to be the guy that you're looking for. And you also hope that, you know, your radio show host doesn't forget that he wanted to place a bet on tonight's game.
Oh.
And in the middle of the show, starts getting completely distracted because he's putting in his username and password
on his
sports book app.
Don't worry. We do that. This is part of Fox Sports the Gambler. He gambles a lot.
Yeah, let's see what the over is.
What's the over in the game tonight?
Okay.
Have you been watching any of the other playoff games?
Couldn't care less. Are the Phillies not playing tonight?
Oh, yeah, they play at 7-something.
Well, it's not on. Gets taken off a lot.
Okay.
Where is this fucking game?
Interesting. Interesting, folks. Where's the game?
Where's the game?
Hey, there's Luis.
Luis. Luis.
Former Miami Beach team in softball league. He's as any outfielder who didn't hit the cutoff.
Luis was a pitcher. Extraordinary. This fucking game's off the line. All right, good. I'm not betting it though. So anyway, Luis, as your former teammate, Miami, I'm sure that any outfielder who didn't hit the cutoff man heard Q's wrath.
Everybody thinks they have a cannon. I'm going home, baby.
Hey, Lewis is a good fucking softball player, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really good.
What's the Larry Boa.
Sure.
I was the manager against him, and I won.
Nice.
With some old baseball players, too. Huh. I had all football players. I had Vi Sigahima.
Phil 640. Are they already started?
Oh. Are they idiot? Oh,
fuck. Who starts a game at 6:40?
Apparently they do.
Bullshit.
They're down in Miami. I don't know if you heard the broadcast.
Let me see. Runs up already. Watch.
I know.
Because I had to bet the over tonight.
No. It's only the first inning, two outs. But it's about with John Kruk on. It's so funny because he's like, man, it's awful quiet in there.
You heard that last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, didn't it just get silent in here?
He's like, do they have the microphones down there for the crowd? I was cracking up, dude. I love John Kruk.
All right, you guys, let's have some entertainment fun here for the rest of the show because this will be our last segment, and then we are getting the fuck out of here.
Damn,
anybody Skippy wants to meet us at Delilah's? Yo, that's where we're headed.
It's going down. All we need is a stage.
So we've done a lot with movies here over the last couple months. We've done the villain, superhero, sports movies. Well, we've also talked a little bit about movies that were coming out, but now everything is kind of solidified as far as what is taking place in the movie industry for this year. And we want to talk about movies that are coming out because I watched every one of these trailers last night.
You had absolutely nothing to do.
No, I couldn't get out of bed. I was that hurting. First order of business. Bad news.
Oh.
Yeah, real bad news.
What's that?
Sad to say, Big Trouble in Little China 2 with Dwayne Johnson has been canceled.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Certainly is it because of the Asian Pan American Heritage Month, which thankfully I get to listen to that all day long. thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't know we had a problem with that. Stop Asian hate. I've seen all these rallies. All right. So one asshole goes off the hinge and kills a bunch of Asian people. And I'm sorry, man. I never had any problem with them. yeah. Sorry.
No worries.
That's me off the rocker.
Yes, just a little bit.
I didn't know we needed that. I didn't. How about Chubby White Guy Day? How about Chubby White Guy Month? I need a little love.
You know?
I need some petting. Anyway, so fun movies that are coming out, and then I'm going to tell you what I think is going to be the best movie of the year.
Okay.
Oh, and there's one. It's just absolutely standing out over every other movie. Hmm. But The King's Man is coming out, and okay, if you've watched The Kingsman, the first two movies?
Yeah, the first two, yeah.
All right, this one's going back to the origin. It looks fantastic.
Oh, so it's going back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Rasputin. Rasputin is part of this.
Oh.
Lot of it's a great trailer. Every trailer, every movie that I'm talking about, there's a great trailer. So you guys should check this out and actually actually look to see something that you might like. Jurassic World 3 Dominion. Oh, this one looks fantastic.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
Jurassic World 3 Dominion.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right. So if you remember the last Jurassic World,
right,
when they were selling the animals,
right?
Remember Chris Pine says to the hot redhead,
right,
if you do this, there's no turning back. Mm-hmm. And she hits the red button and lets all the dinosaurs loose into the wild.
Right.
Well, now they've populated.
Interesting.
And yeah, now mixed dinosaur with society. Right.
Wow.
Venom 2, I wasn't a huge fan of Venom 1 or the first one.
I like
but I can see where people are. Marvel's Eternals. Selma Hayek, Angelina Jolie, all in this movie.
All in tights, huh?
Yeah. Selma Hayek was a little worried about her uniform, apparently.
Her immense posterior?
Yeah. The Suicide Squad.
Interesting. Is it truly going to be a Suicide Squad this year, or they're going to be bitching up like they did last time?
You know what? I didn't like the first one.
Yeah, it was too sentimental for me.
Not only that, I didn't think there was character synergy in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And it was too complicated. The whole
everybody gave a damn about each other. He said Suicide Squad. Damn it! I expected carnage.
So, what they did do, and you guys got to watch the trailer because this is on the list of top five of Jurassic World Dominion on the list of top five best movies to come out in 2021 to me, what I've seen so far. Suicide Squad, they brought in Idris Elba as Bloodsport.
Uh-oh.
All right. And John Cena as Peacemaker.
Ooh.
and you can see the character synergy.
Yeah, because if you did see, you know why they brought him in, don't you? Did you see the Fast and Furious Presents, the one with the...
Nine with John Cena as Dom's brother?
No, not that one. The one before, the last one with...
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw. He was playing the bad guy in there.
Elba's a stud, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch anything he's in.
I'm the Black Superman.
What's the movie with the five guys from Bolivia? With Colombiana.
Oh, you talking about the movie Colombiana?
Yeah, no, but she was in it.
I can't remember. Was it?
You guys sort of the.
Come on, spit it out. It's going to wreck your brain. Which movie are you speaking of?
In the... No.
What you got?
No. What's the goddamn movie called?
IDK?
No. IMDb.
Don't worry, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We're not going until he gets this movie here.
It's a Marvel comic.
It's a Marvel comic.
For Christ's sake.
IMDb.com. It's a Marvel movie?
It is a Marvel movie.
Those dinosaurs are going to jump down on the trampolines.
I got this. It is. It is.
What is it?
It is.
I'm waiting.
Shut up. It is. The Losers. God damn it. Have you seen that movie?
No, I saw some of it.
Chris Evans.
I saw.
His name's Rogue. It is a phenomenal movie. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Is the bad guy. Anyway, sorry about taking so long.
No worries. Continue.
So, Suicide Squad, I think is top five. Black Widow. I don't know. Mm. She's gonna bore the shit out of me.
Who is Black Widow?
Jesus. Fuck.
Sorry, guys. Don't worry. Just want to take my I did hear about that. Did you see the Conjuring one? The new Conjuring?
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Another Marvel movie.
Another Marvel movie.
Spider-Man No Way Home. That's another one with Tom Holland.
Yeah, Tom Holland, yeah.
I think he's got one more in him after that or something like that, and then they're going to move on.
Probably because he's getting a little old.
Yeah, well, he's 24 now.
Yeah.
He's still playing a high school student.
Yeah, no, he's getting longer than two. The one kid played a high school student at 38.
Here's another one. Top Gun, Maverick.
Ooh.
Coming out.
Who's going to be playing Maverick?
Maverick is still Tom Cruise. He's back as a flight instructor.
Okay.
And what happens is his former co-pilot Goose's son comes to flight school.
Mm.
And there's all kinds of craziness that takes place after that. Here's a you got to watch this trailer because it's cool.
Which one?
And there's a cameo appearance in there by Bill Murray.
Okay.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. Oh, this looks fantastic. This actually,
are you a horror guy too?
I'm not a horror guy.
Okay, so you, because it's
but I got to appreciate a little comedy along with it.
Well, the Conjuring and the Candyman are coming out too.
Yeah.
So it was woo.
No, but Ghostbusters Afterlife, I think,
is going to be pretty. And
Paul Rudd is in there. Oh. I'm really starting to like Paul Rudd, even though he's part of that awful Seth Rogen knocked up Brat Pack.
Well, I like him in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I like him in just about everything, but I don't know why I've given him so much shit over the years.
And then I Love You Man too, the movie.
Ant-Man is one of the best Marvel movies. Sam Brady and I agree on this one. Ant-Man is the most underrated Marvel movie out there.
It actually is. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Here's an interesting one. It's called Uncharted. Uncharted is with Tom Holland. It's about El Dorado and the lost city of gold.
Oh.
And, you know, kind of like a National Treasure 2, mm-hmm. but a little bit less popcorn and candy.
Okay.
You know, a little bit darker.
More killing?
Yeah, a little bit more violence, that kind of, you know, sci-fi horror.
Yep.
The Matrix 4 mm-hmm. is coming out.
Brr.
And there's not been any good trailers about that one.
Mm.
Excuse me. However, I don't know. I love Neo.
I love Neo, but what the hell? Didn't they kill him?
They always find a way to bring somebody back. Come on.
Kind of like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
But Freddy was in
your dreams. Kind of like Halloween.
Well, Freddy was in your dreams, though. You can't kill Freddy.
Halloween Kills with our favorite gender reassignment surgery actress, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds.
The Forever Purge for those purge people.
Yeah, for those purge folks.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. The Last Duel.
Hmm.
It's with Ben Solo, the actor who played Ben Solo, and Matt Damon. The screenplay is by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck again. One of their first since.
The war movie. What's the name of the war movie?
Not war movie.
Which one?
God.
The one where Matt Damon wrote it while Ben Affleck was sleeping?
Yeah. Isn't it great? Movie.
I don't know which one. Whatever do you mean?
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, Good Will Hunting. Yeah, it is a war movie. Not a war movie, but a combat movie.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. So anyway, it's a screenplay about the last duel in France, where it was, you know, she accused him of rape. Her husband, blah blah blah. But looks fun.
Okay.
Back to Pandora for Avatar 2, finally.
Oh, okay.
All right. And not my favorite one that I'm looking forward to, but close.
What's that?
But close. Minions 2, The Rise of Gru.
Oh, sweet. Minions 2.
I'm all about the Minions.
I see Minions 1.
It's the Minions is hysterical.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson is a great movie. I don't know if 2 is going to be out till 22 though, Nicole. The Girl in Goodwill Floats My Boat. All right, Keenan. Here's another.
Somebody said Mortal Kombat was trash.
Oh, that's why I went to HBO Max.
I just recall what you said.
Okay. So Minions is also one of my top five.
Okay.
That I'm expecting for the and a very close one after that, Dune. And not the Dune from back in the 80s, that awful fucking movie that nobody could understand.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it. Is it going to make you understand it this time?
Yeah, yeah. And it's got such a better cast. It's got Jason Momoa. Ooh. It's got David Bautista in it. You're looking like they went for broke to remake this movie and fix
right.
the fuck up that they had.
Because right.
Dune the books was one of the most popular books you could read back in the 80s.
One of my cousins, he's a reading nutcase, but he used to always read. I used to always see the books, and he used to read them. The covers were pretty much torn off of them.
Exactly.
I don't know what he did with the covers, but
hey now. Fast and Furious 9 coming out with John Cena as Dom's brother. I don't know.
Which one? Say it again. What? John Cena.
Fast and Furious 9 coming out with John Cena as Dom's brother.
It's like Rambo and Rocky. At what point do you stop?
You know what? You stop when people stop spending the money.
Yeah.
It's $1 billion empire.
That is true.
Multi-billion-dollar empire.
Bloodshot sucked too.
Bloodshot was terrible.
It was god awful.
Awful.
A lot of action, but it was horrible.
Jungle Cruise with Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. I love Emily Blunt.
What is he going to get Blunt with there?
Yeah. I'm going to skip because the best movie, I think, of the year is going to be the one I'm skipping. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, gearing Marvel up for their first Asian superhero.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, you have to now because it's Pan American and Asian Heritage Month here in the United States.
well, Jet Li and what's the name?
This is a guy I've never even seen before.
Is he probably a beast too?
There's nothing about him that he looks completely vanilla as the character.
Snake Eyes.
No, that's coming out.
That's coming out.
But I don't think that's coming out till 22.
Yeah, but it's one movie that you should also see that if you haven't seen. It's actually Raid 1 and 2.
Okay,
the best. Action movies. Basically, it's a dude who he's a drug dealer, and over there in China.
Army of the Dead was entertaining, you guys. Yeah, 100%. Nicole, Mortal Kombat was trash.
Yes, but the Raid 1 and 2.
Okay,
was some of the best action scenes ever. And the premise of it, basically, the police are trying to come get a big time drug dealer. He tells everybody in this apartment complex that he owns that for every cop you bring me, you get a month's free rent.
Oh, I like that. I don't like it, but that's a great premise.
But the police are crooked who come to get him because he's going to tell on them. And so he brings unbeknownst to the rest of the police force, he brings these guys down there to try to bring him out. But then he hears about it, and he tells everybody, he gets on the mic and is like, for every cop that you bring me, it's a month's free rent and all the smack that you can smoke.
Wow. Daniel Craig is back as James Bond in No Time to Die.
Mm.
Halloween Kills, again, with Jamie Lee Curtis. Mike Myers just won't go away. They always find a way to bring him back.
I know. Did you see the first one, how he was a...
I could give less
a shit. No, I'm talking about it was a New Age one.
Still.
By Rob.
No.
No, I'm talking about...
Still,
when he was in high school.
Once again, still. Later,
his mom was hot.
Hold on. Still.
She was a stripper.
All right, well, we're going to go see 20 of them if you shut the fuck up and we get out of here.
Deepest apologies continue.
West Side Story coming back out. And now, once again, another Batman movie with a different actor.
Who's Batman this time?
It is.
Is it the dude who played Incredible Hulk?
I don't know. No.
Eric Bana?
It's not Eric Bana.
It'll not be any fucking Ed Norton.
The Batman, it's some darker character. This one might not come out till 2022. No, it's the fucking idiot from it's Robert Pattinson.
From Twilight. That's gonna be crap.
Interesting storyline here. In this one, He's going to be going up against the Riddler, the Penguin, and Catwoman all at the same time, nice. All in the same movie. So,
interesting.
But going back to what I think is going to be the best movie of the year, and I think it's coming out as a summer movie, kind of like a 4th of July
mm-hmm.
movie, The Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. It looks hysterical, bro.
You know, he cracked me up when he was, I don't know if you seen Pokemon the movie, but he was the voice of
so hold on.
Go ahead, he was the voice of Pikachu.
You too. All right. This might not work for everybody.
I gotta take a whiz though, really, really bad.
You're gonna wait because you couldn't stop talking.
Yeah, well, it was whiz.
All right. Here we go.
Good morning, Goldie. My name is Guy, and I live in Free City. I have everything I need. Except one thing.
Hey! Excuse me. Huh? Hey, bud, you ever think that there's gotta be more?
More than what?
The stuff we do day after day.
Literally not once.
Today's gonna be different, Goldie.
What are we looking at?
Who are you?
We ran into each other the other day.
How did you find me?
I waited outside by the murder train.
Guy, I have to tell you something. There is no easy way to say this. This world, it's a video game.
I really want to kiss you. Is that weird?
Listen to me. You're not real.
Wait, you let who kiss you?
Guy.
There's not a button for that.
Oh, he found the button.
Buddy, if we're not real, doesn't that mean that nothing you do matters?
I am sitting here with my best friend trying to help him get through a tough time. Now, if that's not real, I don't know what is.
Millie, I know this world is just a game, but this place, these people, that's all I have.
Thanks, Guy.
Who is this guy?
This character in the video game Free City has been turning heads by being the good guy.
Who is Blue Shirt Guy?
You're absolutely right. Who is he or she, indeed?
This loser is ruining the game, man.
I don't care if he's Arnold freaking Schwarzenegger. Terminate him.
We're doing great.
Guy, in 2 days, the game is going to shut down. You, this whole city, they'll be gone.
What if we can save it?
Was that cool? It felt really cool. We could change our world, but we have to fight together.
I don't even know what's happening right now, but I love it. Woo!
First time I've ever driven a car before.
I really wish you'd mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love you, Blue Shirt Guy.
Thank you. Watch out,
Blue Shirt Guy.
They seem nice.
Hey. You have to watch the trailer, everybody.
Yeah. Somebody already said that that was going to be good. And I'm laughing because I was listening to it. And all I could think about, everybody kept putting up, you forgot to mention Loki.
Oh, what? Loki's got a movie coming out?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, you're talking about Thor Love and Thunder? That's not coming out till 2022.
No, Loki's coming out. Just a Loki movie's coming out.
Loki... All right, Loki's movie's coming out. Look forward to that too. And Tank's got to piss, and we got to go.
Yep.
So, everybody,
I'm gonna play a tender song as I jump up and run away from here.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next week. But
Thursday.
I'll see you guys Thursday. I'm gonna go pee and come back.
All right, you guys. Bud Light, get Tank Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We love you guys. We appreciate you being here. Case Tank has something else to say after the song. I'm going to be done, but we'll see you on Thursday.
Check it out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt. Yeah. Special girl. Real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Call her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute, make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see, I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car, this abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, it's such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at, check it, look at, check it, look at that, check it, look at that.
Yeah, it's such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at that, check it, look at that.
Check it,
look at that,
check it,
look at that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's such a vibrant thing, vibrant. Getting back to my MC status, all the willy that I kick make the other niggas maddest. Moving to your town of situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I sure I'm back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we could hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. A nigga for real, you would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big bait, you buy, I sell, we split big cake. Please move your little thing, move it around, let's take a little thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, out, yo, yo.
All right, you guys, thanks again. We appreciate you. Love you. We'll see you on Thursday.